just speaking to the aspect of families with, especially with teens, you know, young teens, you know, later teens, this whole aspect of too much, too soon, because we can get so much now, like, you know, kids, you know, when they're maybe they're 8 years old, they're getting phones, they're having access to stuff. So can you talk to that whole too much too soon, and if it's a problem?
It is a problem, and I'd love to talk to it. I'm not going to talk about the technology side till we get to your number five or whatever the one is. But again, I always attach, can you see this?
Yes.
Okay, you can see up there. Proverbs 13, right here. This, whenever I'm talking about children, teens, college students, and this whole idea of possessions, work, money, materialism, you know, just wanting to have all that stuff, God has much to say about labor, work, and wealth, and the connection. And basically, this is what it says in Proverbs 13. And so my quick answer, can you speak the aspect of too much, too soon, giving teens, adult things too early? I can speak to it all day because I've raised 8 children, but you know what would be better? To listen to what God says. And this is what he says in Proverbs 13. By the way, I just taught the whole book of Proverbs in, it was either Korea or the Philippines, I don't know, about 5 months ago. And so this is what I told those young people at the Bible Institute, starting in verse 11. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished. He who gathers by labor will increase. So basically, hasty getting riches, always the Bible says in Proverbs, is dangerous. And so what I tell parents about their children is that a child will never appreciate carrying around a several hundred dollar device unless they understand what several hundred dollars costs in labor. Basically, God is into cultivating a work ethic. What he says, look at verse 12 of chapter 13. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. That's one of those parallel statements about looking forward to something, seeing a road, a pathway to getting it, and when you get it, it becomes a treasure to you. That's what giving teens adult things should be. We should follow the pathway that the Word of God says that they should follow. And basically, that pathway, and I'm just going to read to you. This is what I taught the teenagers and 20-year-olds that are in the Bible Institute. I said, there are 10 themes that constantly are in the book of Proverbs. You know, we know them about our language and our talk and about marriage and about wisdom and about wealth and labor and work. And you know, and there are others, but I won't cover them all. This is the bottom line of what Proverbs says. God opposes sluggards. Do you know what a sluggard is? Someone that wants everything given to them and they'll never work. Point number one, parents, be careful about disobeying God by giving to your children when they're not willing to actually exert the effort, the labor, the responsibility, the concern and obedience to merit something like this. I mean, you know, what's bad about smartphones? A lot of parents babysit their kids with them. I mean, as soon as they get strapped in the car, they've got, you know, an iPad in front of them. As soon as they get to the restaurant, they hand them one of these. When we were raising our kids, we expected them to sit around the table when we would go to a restaurant or had someone over and listen to the adults talk and at an appropriate time, ask questions. The problem when you do that is your kids don't realize they're children. They are so comfortable around adults that they actually communicate with them. But work hard and don't be lazy, it says in Proverbs 6:6-11. Remember, working hard is a mindset, so is laziness. Either we adopt God's attitude of work or the foolish mindset that everything should be given to us. work hard and learn self-control. What the book of Proverbs says is that young people are to be trained. A theology of work from the book of Proverbs is you should do the hardest job first. Then you can have fun. That's what it says in Proverbs 21, 22, and 24. Three times it says, do the hardest thing first. Then it says, learn to love what you're responsible for because you get the joy of, you know, raking leaves because that's your responsibility, or doing the laundry folding, or whatever kids do to earn their money to get their adult things, whether it be the sports equipment or the device or the trip or, you know, the transportation, the bike or the car. I could go through all these. There are 20 of them. I'll just read them to you. Be honest with your employer about how much you work. In other words, when you or your boss gives you a responsibility, a parent or the boss, you tell them the truth that you did it and how well you did. It also says in Proverbs, let me get to these. This is talking about not working too much. Treat your work as though you will reap a harvest from your labors, whether it's your house cleaning, your schoolwork, or whatever it is. That's why rewarding children with devices is fine as long as they realize the connection that they've worked. But Proverbs says, don't work only in order to receive. Children have to be taught that labor is good whether you get paid for it or not. And see, sluggard laziness is a danger of our society. They think that work is bad. We used to say when I was in public school that manual labor was the one thing we didn't want to do. And yet, that is what God said is honorable. Lazy people assume that others owe them a handout. That's Proverbs 13:4. When you're asked to serve in some way, if you take the path of least resistance, God calls that laziness, Proverbs 10 and 26 and chapter 19, verse 15. Let me finish these and I'll tie up your question. The Bible says the goal with children is to teach them to abandon laziness. That's how we were born as sinners, and grow in diligence. And Proverbs suggests this, that we ask, Proverbs 12:24, 12:27, and 31:27, we ask for wisdom from God. We learn the scriptures, like memorize the Proverbs. We trust God to overcome the bad habits we were born with. And when we're tempted, we seek the Lord's help. And so basically, getting adult things should be teaching a child to think in an adult way, which is wisdom. See, the adult, mature person is supposed to have God's wisdom. And so what Proverbs 13 says is it's dangerous when they too hastily, too quickly get things that they should earn. Because the goal of the scripture is to work hard and not be lazy. And we should show them Proverbs on diligence and compare it to laziness, and then show them how God gives us opportunities, Proverbs 6 and Proverbs 24, to be a hard worker that glorifies God. So for me, and I know it's not easy, but I believe the best way to train a young person in having adult responsibilities and adult possessions, even if they're an 8-year-old and you want to give them an iPad, is that they understand how much it costs, how to earn that much. So they start measuring, wow, that would take me all year long raking the yard to afford that? Whoa. That is a lesson in the diligence, the wisdom, the self-control, and the hard work, the labor that God expects. And that's only one of the 10 basic themes of the book of Proverbs. So what I would encourage is all of these devices or adult things or whatever teens want, that they flow from kind of parents discipling them, going Bible studies, especially in the Proverbs, and seeing as Solomon was teaching his son Rehoboam, showing him worth and value and principles and all of these godly wisdom that God wants him to learn.